It's a little drizzly in Nashville, 55 degrees right now. There is about a 30% chance of rain today, with a high expected to be in the mid-70s. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Well, it's a familiar clash in Nashville, the city versus the state, and they're back at it. Metro is alleging that this last legislative session was a, quote, assault on local control. But WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports that, unlike in recent years, suing over such laws may not be easy.
Metro leaders, like legal director Wally Dietz, feel this session was unprecedented.
The overarching theme of this legislature was they didn't want any local governments to have any authority.
A few years ago, Metro sued over four laws that similarly impacted local control. But there's one distinction between those laws and the ones passed this year. Instead of targeting just Nashville's control, they impact many cities and counties statewide. That's because Tennessee's constitution says laws cannot single out certain cities. That was the basis of Metro's last round of lawsuits.
In some ways, we taught them a lesson.
State lawmakers, like Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally, say they reject the assertion that these bills were an assault on local government, and that when the state has an interest in an issue, they have an obligation to step in. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Coming up later this hour, Cynthia Abrams goes into detail on new laws impacting Nashville. Well, it's been a year since nearly 200 people were arrested during a series of raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents over the course of just a few days. Late last week, more than a dozen community members and advocates gathered outside the ICE field office in North Nashville to hold a vigil for the families caught up in that action. The group lined the lawn outside with shoes representing a person detained or deported. One person attending the event told WKRN that those who were deported have no way of getting the things back that they left behind. Well, there's a parking lot in Donelson where aircraft enthusiasts gather to watch and take photos as planes take off and land, and that observation zone is going away. WKRN reports the master plan for improvements at BNA includes new maintenance and support buildings on the west side of the airport, including that lot at the end of Voltia Boulevard. There are no plans to replace it. Currently, there are two other observation points on the airport's property, one inside the terminal and another on the roof of the airport Hilton, but neither of those have the same sightlines to the runways. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.